This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got Eric Chiafalo all week long, Jacob Ray. But since we have Chiafalo and it is 1 o'clock, let's start with the Chi Block.
Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. I'll give you reason to perhaps watch the ESPYs for the first time in a long time. If you're anything like me and perhaps Kevin Hagelin.
I have not watched in a long time, yeah.
Haven't watched the ESPYs in forever. I think we might have good reason to do so this year. But first, I start, Hagee, in your realm, the world of wrestling. I'm seeing on the Reddit Tampa Bay page from Honcho Poncho. They're asking the question on the Tampa Reddit page, does Ric Flair keep coming to your restaurant and S-ing himself?
Oh, my goodness.
That's an attention getter. I think we're all clicking on that headline, right? You see that headline, you're clicking on it?
That's fair, especially because I think Ric Flair is one of the biggest pieces of trash walking the planet Earth right now.
Woo!
Whether it's assaulting people, stealing from people, deceiving people, all the divorces, just generally being a piece of human garbage with his decisions. But remember, Rick, it's never too late to turn it all around. But yeah, I would say this is rock bottom, but it felt like we had already hit Flair's rock bottom like 5 different times. And so who is taking care of him? Eric, I know that you have a wife.
I do.
But if she wasn't helping you out, like if you showed up in public one time and you craft your pants, we'd have a conversation, just make sure like what happened, how did this happen, if it happened a second time, like we need to get other people involved.
Right.
You said 6 times?
Yes.
Who's helping this person?
Allegedly, it says after the attention getting headline asking the simple question, does Ric Flair keep coming to your restaurant and S-ing himself? He follows it up with more explanation. This dude has S-ed himself like 6 times this year, drunk as bleep at bars and other restaurants. He gets thrown out of Water Street in Tampa places all the time. Anybody in the service industry having to deal with this S too? So just a question that is being asked in the greater Tampa Bay area. Is Ric Flair, has any Tolo maybe visited there and seen him?
I mean, I
know having accidents. At what point do you say, hey, dude, you've graduated to needing the diaper? Like you don't get to choose that. That's not a you decision anymore.
It doesn't seem like he learned lessons. I think he's in the midst of like his 4th or 5th divorce. So it doesn't seem like he learns lessons, but surely there's someone out there that can help get a diaper on him or tell him to stop going in public. And just woo at home.
Shout out to the dozens of people that are packing the OKC streets for the parade today. I'm looking at the shots. And it
how
looks
long
like
is that parade? 8 minutes?
This is, if that, it would be a max of that. It looks like there's literally a couple dozen Thunder fans out there appreciating their championship team.
Why? What else are they doing today?
It's
shut
sad.
The state down.
Yeah. I mean, we have our own here in the building, Ruben Portillo.
Yeah.
He's a big Thunder fan. Guess where he is right now? At work, like a loser.
I guarantee you, you give Ric Flair $12 and a bag of Depends, he'd be there.
Yeah, absolutely he would.
Would you call it a bag? It's like,
yeah,
it's not a box, but it's plastic.
It's like a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you would call that. Okay, so elsewhere here in the Chi block, let's go ahead and get you to the ESPYs. Oh. I will give you a single reason to watch the ESPYs okay. this year. Three words. Shane Gillis. He's hosting July 16th live on ABC.
Isn't that two words?
Are you familiar with Shane Gillis?
I am. I watched the TV show Tires. Thought it was quite good.
Ooh, are you in? Are you watching season two right now?
Season two is better than season one because they're like, hey, what if we have wacky hijinks and shenanigans, but also an actual plot? And it feels like everyone's like, that sounds like a good plan. And I think the show is better off for it.
If you're not familiar with Shane Gillis's work, I have two clips for you. The first one is a little bit more sportsy. And if you're a big Romo
guy. Are
we
sure we can play these clips?
I'm not.
Okay.
We'll find out in real time together. This one I feel great about. The next one,
he uses some words that perhaps society does not accept anymore.
Hopefully I bleeped out the right ones. Here's Shane Gillis a couple of years ago when Tony Romo was at the height of his commentating powers.
Okay.
And he was showing him love. He was giving him broadcaster flowers,
yeah.
but then also tearing him down for being a terrible quarterback.
Okay.
Hey, Tony Romo's nice.
Anytime I listen to him,
dude,
I'm
when
like,
he's just like third and five, they're going to hit a quick out. Guy bottom of the screen.
He goes, now what?
Right
now,
away.
He goes, keep your eyes on the linebacker right here. Watch what he's going to do.
yeah, yeah.
And he awesome. Literally does
it's
exact.
Awesome.
Oh, it's brilliant.
That's cool.
I think Tony is so keen that it's almost scary. Where it's savant
yeah.
shit. Where you're like, is he a genius?
Yeah, it just shows you how untalented he was. He just knew everything that
knew
was about
it.
To happen.
Yeah.
And still, kind
of
sucked. He was ground level. He was like, I know you're going there. I'm going to try to throw the ball. Oh, you got it. You picked it off. Damn it.
That's a pretty good point.
Damn.
It's like, wow, dude. He really was a football genius from an IQ standpoint.
Like,
and it still wasn't enough to win much in the way of playoff games.
He was psychic, but still lost on his sports betting. Like, how? You're like, how can that be? That is weird. Man, that is the ultimate backhanded compliment. You know all the things, but still couldn't really excel.
Still couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
A lot of people think it's Shane Gillis Alexander, and he just won the title for the Oklahoma City
Thunder. Oh, that's a good point.
Thunder.
Makes sense. And he was the MVP?
Yes.
He should get to host.
By the way, 16.4 million viewers on ABC for Game 7. That's the most watched NBA Finals game in 6 years.
Ooh.
The problem is it's just over half the amount of viewers that the last NBA Game 7 or NBA Finals Game 7 had.
That was the Cavs and the Warriors,
yeah, and that
right?
was like 30 million plus.
And you know what? Everybody who saw that game, it lived up to all of the hype and more.
It was as good of a game as you'll ever watch.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one more little example of what Shane Gillis perhaps brings to the ESPY stage on July 16th.
I recently found out that the girl I'm dating, her ex is a Navy SEAL. That sucks. That sucks, dude. That's the worst ex of all time. I never even thought of it. You want to feel insecure as a man? That's the worst. I never even thought of that one as like that could happen to me. I spent my whole life thinking black guy, worst case on this.
No.
And by the way, I mean that with all due respect to the black community, dude. For real, I wish people feared my like that. I wish my struck fear into entire races. Nobody fears my dude. Nobody fears my
All right.
How
well,
uncomfortable are you right now?
I think in that clip, Eric just displayed why a lot of people think he's funny and a lot of other people think he should be canceled.
Wow.
They've attempted to cancel him multiple times. It just hasn't worked.
SNL canceled him, and then
yeah.
and then he ended up...
They got more popular.
Do you know
he self-financed that first season of Tires, and then it was really popular, and so Netflix picked it up and was like, hey, we got it from here.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, and that's why the second season's like 12 episodes, and the first season they're like, hey, this is what we can afford.
Big time respect to him for that. I do appreciate it. So Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs, I will be in on that. How do you feel about this, Hagee, as a card collector gentleman?
You could see why that joke would make me a little nervous for our audience.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So thank you for...
Like, let's say you had a sports radio station that pretty much was just 98% white people. And so the racism flies wild over there. Mm-hmm. Then you wouldn't worry about it as much here. But when you actually have a diverse audience, you have to worry about those kind of things.
My apologies for those who were offended by a joke that was said into a microphone by Shane Gillis. He will be doing that on your television on July 16th.
I did go to a comedy club in Fort Worth this weekend. And one of the things the comedian hit on was he thinks if you get mad at something that happens as a joke or in a comedy club means you're a loser. He's like, you're in a comedy club. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, when the comedy club in particular, you know, I get just a joke in general can be that type of way. But when you decided as an adult to go to the comedy club, you no longer have the option to get offended by really anything.
I know you have other directions you want to go. Can I ask you a follow-up comedy club question?
Yes. It's a great date night idea in my mind. I love doing that.
It is. What if you get seated next to the obnoxious table and they're really loud and they're really drunk? And one of them, you're like, all right, you can get away with this. But the one next to her, like, come on. You do not have the leeway to be too loud or doing any of this.
Okay, gotcha.
If you were the comedian, would you eviscerate those people? Or would you be like, hey, we're all just trying to have a good time? Or would you be like, hey, will you shut the hell up? Or would you just start digging at them?
I think if you have that comedic type of capability to start roasting the folks like off the cuff from the stage, I love when that happens. The crowd work aspect. And sometimes that's all fun and dandy and we're playing along here. And sometimes that's me just completely roasting you.
Yeah.
And I am totally here for that. Especially because everybody in the audience, that's not an experience you'll ever get again.
Yeah.
And it is organic. And I love the off the cuff. I respect scripted comedy.
Sure.
But off the cuff comedy, impromptu, is, I think, the top tier of comedy. So I'm here for that 100%.
Now, Chiafalo, what do I do with this text? Chief is the best on the fan. I like that part.
Aw.
And the only reason I'm listening to KNC right now.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Did I just get Shane Gillis?
You did. And you got Tony Romo'd.
Yeah, he's like, I like your program right now, but normally I think you guys suck. And the only reason I'm listening is because of Chiafalo.
Incredible.
By the way, just trying to cover all my bases. I just told you I watch both seasons of Tires, so clearly I understand what Shane Gillis does.
Hagee gets it, dude. Hagee gets
it. I'm not particularly easily offended in real life. It's just you'd be shocked. For everybody who texts in and like get over it, you'd be shocked at the number of people who are like, I can't believe you said this one thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens.
Like, shocked.
We get voicemails all the time on the boss's hotline of
and
just
that's what I think they all sound like.
It's just called the haters hotline. It's just filled.
Man, we should
that avail
should
that
be a segment. Yeah,
we always thought like maybe that shouldn't be for air, but we have all those voicemails lined up.
Why not
air them?
Yeah.
We have Emmanuel Acho creating a legacy formula. Championships won divided by the teams played for equals player legacy. So Kevin Durant's
is that a point four
in this one? Yes. Kevin Durant is, yes, gosh dang it, that's impressive. It is a 0.4 on the legacy score for Kevin Durant, according to Emmanuel Acho, who is one of the least likable human beings in all of television history.
And I'm sure Kevin Durant just let it go.
Kevin Durant, in fact, as the story goes, he did not let it go.
Oh,
and he decided to, in his off-season time, to get one more dunk in, and he dunked all over Emmanuel Acho because Acho tweets out this garbage legacy formula. Kevin Durant's at the bottom of the formula legacy list, and so Durant responds by saying, according to the great Kevin Durant's legacy formula that was created in the best labs at MIT, Emmanuel Acho is the worst linebacker of all time. You sure you want to listen to this guy about greatness? It's a fair question to ask. I think we all have the same answer to that. Hell no, we don't, KD.
All right, so there's a new formula I want to create, and maybe we could all think of this together. Who are the athletes who, or the people in sports who are like, no, I'm not going to let any comment fly? So, obviously, I know he used to do SportsCenter. Keith Olbermann was part of that group.
Insufferable Keith Olbermann. I think that's his actual God-given birth name.
Kevin Durant is in that group.
Okay. Well,
when we did Are You Better more frequently, I would always say that I was better than Dana White, hoping he would get word of it. Because for a while, there was no battle too small for Dana White to fight. Who is there anybody else you could think of that's in that group that if like their name even gets brought up, they're like, that's it. We're going to war now. Because, I mean, I get it. Like, I get why Kevin Durant is upset. Someone's dunking on your legacy that people listen to and you're like, BS. Mm-hmm. But like, it seems like he'll get involved with anybody who says anything about him.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm sure people will text in some names right now. But in the meantime, I have great news to bring it.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone, this is phenomenal.
Oh,
I don't think we were prepared for this.
Oh my god,
finally some innovation that matters. Capri Sun is making 15 inch XXL juice pouches. This is not a joke. This is 15 inches worth of 20 ounces of Capri Sun juice, over three times the size of a standard pouch, just in time for summertime. Okay.
Did they make the straw and the straw hole bigger? Because some people still can't figure that out.
That can be troubling, but that's also part of the pageantry of the Capri Sun experience, okay? You got to earn the right to sip
okay.
on that thing.
Okay.
And now when you do finally get the straw in that tiny hole, I believe the hole is still tiny, but the straw is much bigger now to accommodate the extra inches of the pouch.
Sure.
You now get to enjoy much more than just a run-of-the-mill, what, probably two adult sips
is your
average Capri Sun. Now you're going to get like a full-fledged beverage.
And then
you get to walk around with this giant, like, it's a tall boy Capri Sun.
I love it. Because you have to squeeze it unreasonably, and you're like, all right, there's no more juice left in here. Is it just the angle of it? Because it feels like when we're just normally putting a straight straw in the hole, feels like people can understand. But when it's that straw with the edge on it, like Capri Sun has to open it up, and it's at an angle, it feels like we all lose sense of our hand-eye coordination.
Yes, and I can speak to that myself. It is not easy. You would think over time we would have adapted as a human population to be able to get this.
It's not the case.
But it's not the case. It is still a struggle. But again, 15, I would think that somewhere Corey Majors is on a beach right now soaking in a summer 15-inch Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Why would he not be?
See, now I'm trying to think about, will people try to mix some booze in there? So they're like, I got my tall boy boozing it up Capri Sun.
It's going to be a beach mixer.
Okay, I like it. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Chi Block. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the Rangers players most likely to be traded, unless you want the team to be buyers. Next, right here on The Fan.
But first, ladies and gentlemen, we get you on over to my great friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. I know it's happening to a lot of us. The hair is thinning, the crown disappearing, and perhaps your hair loss has you feeling like your identity is lost altogether. But today I bring you great news. This is incredible. It's super simple. It's a one-day treatment, and it actually starts regrowing your own natural hair the very next day, and it's guaranteed to grow for life. It's the Advanced FUE from Advanced Hair, and we've all seen the pills and lotions that come with monthly subscriptions, and they help retain what you have. But what if you want your own natural hair permanently, and maybe you need it in very specific areas? That's where Advanced Hair state-of-the-art facilities and their world-class physicians come into play. This is not a maybe your hair will regrow type situation. This is a guarantee that your new hair will grow. It'll start the very next day. You just decide how much, how thick, and where. Advanced Hair has changed tens of thousands of lives. You need to be next. They're the team that I personally recommend, and you'll get that free consultation, and then just for being a Tolo, you'll get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. All you have to do is call 469-599-HAIR. That's 469-599-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
He awaits the 3-1, and here it is. Swinging a high fly ball out into deep left center field. Racing back is Langford, still going back, and this one is gone. That ball carried well to left center, just over the wall, a little to the right of the 376 marker. Holiday in opposite field, 3-run blast to give Baltimore a 4-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and again, I hope it's obvious why we didn't play any Rangers offensive highlights coming back, because
we'd have been searching for the rest of time.
Yeah, we really would have. Hopefully tonight. And so I don't know if you guys feel this way when you have Chris Young every week, including yesterday on the G-Bag Nation. You hope the Rangers win in general, but then you especially hope they win the day before you have one of their representatives on, because you're like, hey.
Oh.
Because Boach will be much more apt to like dive into fishing and things like that. And if they lose or have a good time, if they lose, then really feel like the opportunity for such things is there. Now, you'd mentioned something earlier that I've been really intrigued by, this concept. The idea that you have to earn your way to be a buyer at the trade deadline. All right?
Yeah, that's my stance on it.
I think that is a really astute observation, and so I'm going to ask a potentially foolish question to start. Do you in any shape, way, or form? I don't think I said that right.
I think it's way, shape, form.
Yeah, I already knew. Once I said shape, I was like, you messed it up.
It's like PEMDAS.
I should have just given up. Feel that the Rangers have earned the right to be buyers at the trade deadline.
I mean, their pitching staff has. I understand if the pitchers are looking around going like, hey, yeah, let's swap out some of these hitters for something because we need to get some guys in here. We are pitching at a championship level for the most part. We've seen some dippage, but most of those guys can stand tall and say, hey, I've been doing my job, and I would actually like to do my job and do it in October and actually win games. So from that standpoint, yes, but otherwise, absolutely not. I mean, you're under 500 right now.
Yeah.
And you're 7.5 back in the division.
Yeah.
And with Seattle looming, that could get worse on you. Hopefully it's an opportunity to climb in the division. But no, at this point they have not come anywhere close to earning the right to be buyers here.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, then the logical position would be to be sellers. Now you can stand firm if you want, but we're not doing that for this segment.
I thought it was interesting when Thad Levine came on with Sean and RJ a couple weeks ago, and he's like, you don't stand pat. You make a choice. You don't just want to be the team that's just sitting there, whatever, unless maybe you're the Dodgers or something, and you're like, hey, we got it all.
But yes.
That's it. That's the one of one. That's the outlier.
Okay, so I'm going to throw out three names for you, because ESPN has put out their trade deadline candidates, and they've made it palatable for all of us by ranking them, which I feel like is always the way to go. Chris Martin. Number 42 on the list. Now, this is somebody that we have talked about has done a really tremendous job out of the bullpen. But to your point, if you're not going to be buyers, Chris Martin is not necessarily somebody who you might picture as part of your future,
right,
as he just turned 39. He could be moved out of here. He is on the list at number 42. But I want to get to the two other players that people might be, at least this season, more familiar with. Tyler Mahle. Tyler Mahle is number 24 on this list. Chances of a trade, 30%. So Tyler Mahle has slipped a bit, and obviously he's been out for a little bit with the injury. I think he'll be back significantly sooner rather than later. But this month, he's only made two starts, but he's given up 8 earned runs in 11 innings. Before that, his ERA was 1.64. And he really looked like he could be a legitimate candidate for Cy Young. You've started to see his strikeout to walk ratio kind of wobble a little bit because all of a sudden it's less than 2-1 for his last handful of starts. And so if you're not going to go for it, Tyler Mahle is a very logical decision to send on down the road for a team that's looking for starting pitching.
100%, yes. And hopefully he comes back and can show after this IL stint that he's still got some level of plus production.
Yeah.
And even if it's not to the same extent that it was, that was pretty unsustainable the way he came out of the gates here. But that is still a guy that a lot of teams would find great value in if they're going to the postseason.
Absolutely. A sub 2 ERA feels like, unless you're peak DeGrom, maybe a little bit of Kershaw there, feels unsustainable. Absolutely. And somebody said, don't trade Mahle. He's not doing bad. I don't want to make it sound like he is doing poorly. I'm not saying that at all. But I think in his last 5 starts, he has 19 strikeouts versus 11 walks.
Yeah, and isn't he on an expiring deal?
Yes, exactly.
So it's like, if you're not going to make the postseason, you might as well get something for him right now.
Exactly, because he's another player that, like you said, it's coming off an injury. By the time the season's up, he'll be 31. I don't know what kind of deal he'll be looking for, but I could see how it would not be necessarily in the Rangers' price range. Now we'll get to a player that has been with this team for a little bit. He has been a postseason hero. Number 26 on the list, Adolis Garcia. And this is what I found to be interesting. Adolis Garcia has an 80% chance of getting traded per ESPN.
Wow.
So I was talking with Mike about this the other day, and sometimes Mike wants to tell me about his broadcasting experiences. Sometimes I want to vent to him about the Rangers. So one of the things that we said was Adolis Garcia was in a place where you're like, who are you going to get that's going to put up those kind of numbers for $8 million a year? And you're like, ooh, that could be tough. All right. Well, if you look at this year, I know he has a good WAR, and he's on pace to have a very solid WAR for the season. But his OPS is 685. He's hitting 233. He has 9 home runs and 37 RBIs. So that means he's on pace for the year for 18 home runs and 76 RBIs. So 18 home runs, 76 RBIs, 233 batting average and 685 OPS. And there's a decent shot he's going to want to raise, I would imagine, in arbitration. So he's got one more year of arbitration. Maybe we're talking about $12 million. Well, now all of a sudden, if you're the Rangers, aren't you like, I can find somebody who can do that for less than $12 million?
Totally.
And if that's the case, much like you brought up with Mahle and an expiring contract, why don't you move? Like, you should probably move off of him. We're at least enough removed from the postseason heroics that I think the fan base would be okay with that. I was really adamant last year that it would be a mistake to trade him just because he was such a postseason hero for this organization. I know some people disagreed with me, but now I think you're in a position where you can move on if you want.
Yes, I think you can say that about most these 30 or older type guys on the roster. With the way that this season has gone, the frustration is so high. I think it would be something that would appease the fan base. Like, at least you're showing that you're doing something.
For sure.
You're not just going to stay status quo. And it's crazy that he leads your team in ribbies with 37, and that's like 75th best in all of Major League Baseball.
It is disappointing. It is very disappointing. All right. But let's say Chris Young's like, the hell with that. I can't handle another losing season. We're going to do everything we can to make this happen. How do you feel about Emmanuel Clase? Now, I know the logical thing is going to be, hey, we traded him away. But he's on ESPN's list as the 13th best player that's likely to get traded. And one of the fits listed is Texas. Now, obviously, you have to be careful not to do a thing where you fall in love with the name. Because Emmanuel Clase was unbelievable last year in the regular season. And then what happened in the postseason? You saw him get rocked. And what's happened since then? This year, he has really tailed off from where he was last year. He already has as many blown saves this season as he did all of last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's issued more walks and gotten fewer ground balls while allowing more damage on his cutter. That's 99 miles per hour, but just compared to last season. So he's one of those guys I would be interested. But really, if you want a right-handed guy out of the pen, I think I want Duran from Minnesota.
Okay.
He's probably going to cost more, though, right?
Yes.
Because he's actually pitching well right now.
So I'm glad that you brought that up because, and that's somebody who ESPN's got as a 40% likelihood to get traded. He turned 27 before the season started. He does have a couple of blown saves, but his ERA has been tremendous. They haven't used him necessarily kind of in your more traditional closer spot. Now, he can do that, right, but you've seen a little bounce around. I think he, I don't know about that when you say, would he be more expensive? Because I do think that maybe you're still looking at a situation where Class A carries, I don't know, name cachet, and people are like, I saw what you did during the regular season. Because, like, Class A has the ability to be the best closer in baseball. Like, fact. Mm-hmm. Now, you can argue that the postseason last year kind of broke his mental focus, and maybe he can't anymore. Whereas Duran, he's been phenomenal this year. He's been really solid the last couple of years. He always brings you a standout whip, and he has shown that he can close out games. So that will probably cost you a lot because contractually you'll have him for a while as well. But that's what you'd be more interested in than Class A, yes?
Yeah, I would be. And hopefully the bats do enough over the course of the next month to feel like, hey, okay, now really let's just go add to the bullpen here. CY's talked about, I mean, every team really, if you feel like you're a postseason team, everybody wants more bullpen help. I would love to get to a place where this lineup is enough to where we're not making trades for hit batters. We're just able to go put a cherry on top of the bullpen. But that is big time hopium at this point.
So I looked at his contract. He avoided arbitration this year, $4.1 million. He's got two more years of arbitration. So you'd have him under control for 2.5 years.
This is Duran?
Yes, this is Duran.
I love that.
And my guess would be, so 2 years, $14 million total would be like the arbitration numbers that you would essentially come up with. All right, so you're in on that.
I'm in.
By the way, if you wanted to go offense, can I throw out one more option? Josh Naylor with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He has a stout batting average this year. He's actually hitting .303. And if you're like, that's old-timey stat, don't care. His OPS is .824. And obviously with some of the problems that Burgers had.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This year, both injury and struggle, you can look at first base and be like, I see an immediate need there, unless you think Ezekiel Duran's really going to take up first base and like have a solid run right there.
Can't bank on that. That's for sure. Naylor, what, batting over 300 this year?
Yes. At a time that I know the batting average has lost a lot of its luster and its OPS time. But
hey, man, beggars can't be choosers. We need anybody who can do anything from a plus standpoint.
And he does have a good OPS this season. Now, the downside compared to the reliever we were just talking about, Naylor is going to be a free agent after this year. Mm. But that might make him significantly more available than Duran. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Minnesota Twins might be looking at it from the perspective, well, I'm sure they're looking at it from the perspective of they're like, hey, maybe we could still make a run this year. The Minnesota Twins are, at least from the wild card, not in a dissimilar situation than the Rangers are. So maybe they'll be like, hey, when we bring it back next year or the year after, he can still be part of this. Whereas the Diamondbacks, they're fine. But they might be like, it's an expiring contract, so let's get something.
Could be a full-on fire sale there. They got a bunch of guys that could be moved.
Yeah, and look, you know in that division, you're never going to be able to spend with the big hitters in there. Mm-hmm. But you also know that no matter how many players you get rid of, you'll never be as bad as Colorado.
That's true.
So
there's always that plus.
That's a positive. I don't know how many teams actually manage around let's not be the worst team in the division. But if they did... you're fine, Arizona.
Silver lining.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
But first, Solos, let's get you to Greystone Roofing and Construction. Goodness gracious, that storm season here in the DFW this year was pretty nuts. The hail and all the roof damage that could have happened. Now's the time to capitalize on your insurance claims. Let's get those bad boys filed. And keep in mind, the roofing business in the DFW is a little bit like the Wild Wild West. It's unpredictable. It can be chaotic and at times very risky. That's why you need to know who's on your roof, and you do with Greystone Roofing and Construction. You don't want to deal with any of these storm chasers. All of a sudden, they're gone. You can't even get a hold of them after they botched your roof. Visit Greystone-Roofing.com today. That's Gray with an E, stone-roofing.com, and you'll see for yourself why homeowners across the area trust owners Josh and Alexis Vining. Fantastic people. I absolutely love them, and I trust them, and they're high school sweethearts. They're a power couple. They've been in business together right here in the DFW for almost 30 years, and I love them because they're certified in every possible way. They bring you the honesty, the integrity, and the highest level of quality in every project that they tackle. Never cutting corners, just pure dedication at Greystone. You'll always have skilled experts treating your home like it's their own, paying attention to every single detail. So whether you need repairs to fix a leak, or perhaps you need a full-on home glow-up to transform that property of yours, they're your one-stop shop for all things roofing. Head to Greystone-Roofing.com today. Schedule that inspection. And remember, with Josh and Alexis at Greystone Roofing, you get exceptional service and peace of mind that stands the test of time. It's Greystone-Roofing.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where in the break, we've learned from Evan Grant that near, far, wherever we are, Cody Bradford is going to require elbow surgery, and he will miss the rest of the season. To wallow in misery together, courtesy of D&M Leasing, although they're great. Not their fault this happened. We bring you our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how were you, and how are you now?
I'm doing about the same, Hagee.
In your face, Brad.
taking it in stride here. I mean, the good news is they still do have more than enough starting pitching, but this they've had the best pitching staff for a lot of the season without Bradford. This hurts because how important health is with big league pitching, and now this is just one guy you can't depend on for depth.
And it really sucks on a day when you're already having to do a bullpen day. Yeah. And I know Evaldi's coming back, and we're feeling good about that, but it just sucks on the day you're like, well, we have to do a bullpen day already, and you're like, Cody Bradford, don't count on that.
Yeah, this blows, man. The day's ruined before 2 p.m. What the hell? Feel lied to? Yesterday we had CY on the show. It seemed like everything was going to be good. Everything was awesome. Cody Bradford was trending towards a rehab assignment. And then now he's not only going to be done for the rest of this year, he's probably missing 2026.
I don't think CY lied to us, though. I just think new information came available. Like, all right, I'm not sick anymore. It's time to go out here and pitch. And then maybe he pitched last night or this morning. It's like, I felt it again.
Yeah.
And they know.
Yeah, the setbacks happen. But it's just, I always worry about this with the pitching. You know, it seems like...
How can you not?
And it's every organization. It's like all of a sudden you think something's trending in the right way. And then, well, actually... you're going to need to have Tommy John. So it's just, it's a bummer. And for Bradford, who's been so good, and then unfortunately just has not had an ability to stay healthy. And he's a local kid from Aledo. We got to have an awesome conversation with him in the clubhouse this year. Like, I'm rooting for Cody Bradford. I'm a big fan of his. So this really sucks.
Yeah, great local guy. And wasn't he their best pitcher to start 2024 for like a month and a half?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Know? So we felt like we're ready for this breakout now from Bradford. You had to wait again, and now we have to wait again, and it's got to be nervous time. You know, I think if you're Bradford, like, 14 months ago, you were thinking, holy crap, I'm about to have an awesome big league career. And now you're in this mid-20s trying to overcome injuries mode.
Yeah. And so now bullpen day today, then you're going to get DeGrom tomorrow. I would assume Eovaldi on Friday. And then that bumps everybody down a spot. And then you go Rocker, Leiter, Corbin, who now Rocker and Leiter, you don't really have the leeway, it would seem at the moment, to be like, hey, you're struggling again. Let's go back to whether that's the minors or just take a minute or whatever, because you're going to need them unless you want to go back with more bullpen days, especially since we know that John Gray is still a little bit of a ways away.
Yeah, we need John Gray to come back and be super solid.
Will you believe Chris Young, if you have him on again, he's like, John Gray is almost ready?
I think so, because that's just a break, right? That's a little bit easier
That's true.
Project.
That's true.
I think this puts more pressure to your point on Rocker and Leiter. With Rocker and Leiter, I'm just hoping for positive while we are patient with development.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a little bit more difficult to do that now.
And I do, Bryce.
Our bats have Tommy John.
Oh my God.
That's the problem. I mean, I don't think it's the pitching. We're kind of like hopeful that guys are going to come back. I'm to this point, you know, and maybe something did happen. You know, Chris has come on and been super with us in a lot of different ways. And, you know, hey, maybe they did have a setback. I'm not even worried about the pitching. Okay. I'm honestly not worried about the pitching. I heard you guys earlier talking about trading pitchers. You know, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about broken bats.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm worried about not scoring enough runs or being consistent scoring runs. That's been the downfall of this team all year.
It's been easy to not worry about pitching until now, but the last two starts haven't given you a great chance.
And I think if you look back over the last 3 weeks, and the reason I totally agree with you, for sure. The bats have been terrible this year. The thing that worries me about the last 3 weeks of starting pitching is you have struggled to even get to 500 with the best pitching, I think, in the first half in Rangers history. Mm-hmm. So what happens if they fall out at all? It feels evident that our bats are not coming to save us, and I don't think Jock Peterson is coming to save anything.
No, hell no. I mean, no. It's, you know, and talking about trading, and if you've got pitching that's kind of hurt, and that's the only thing you've got holding you into the season, you're interested in trading that right now?
If it feels like a lost cause.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we have a couple more games where it's 6-0, it's going to be the lost cause.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about hitting. It's going to come around. It's going to come around. It's going to come around.
Half the season's over.
I don't know. I'm more interested in Ric Flair soiling himself all over Florida.
What do you think about that Reddit post?
I just need something positive right now, because I'm so Rick, by the fuming. Way. I'm fuming at the Rangers.
75 probably ish.
It happens. My dad let one rip in church the other day. Like
Drex pants?
It might have. I don't know. I mean, he's 86 years old, and like all of a sudden, it's a quiet portion of church.
But I don't think that's why this is happening.
Everybody's standing up, and it gets a, you know, and everybody's kind of like, I'm just looking straight ahead, and it's the first time it's happened in a lot of years, and, you know, I'm sitting there, and everybody in church is old, too, and they're kind of like, hey, at least it wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know, my dad acted like nothing happened, you know.
Except he didn't want to sit down again after that.
He sat down, but, you know, it's the thing about it. You get to a certain point in time, and crapping in your pants is not a bad thing.
You just soil yourself.
You're so old, you don't.
Good thing.
Well, you don't. Yeah, if you're your age right now and you crap in your pants, it's Eric's age, it's a really bad plan.
Can I have permission to tell a 1 minute story about that? All right. Yeah.
You wearing a catheter?
No. So we really avoided a bullet 2 weeks ago. So there's this Family Guy episode where they hire Michael McDonald as their backup guy, and he repeats everything they say. And at the end of the episode in Family Guy, Peter does a fart and Michael McDonald goes, fart. And so around the house all the time, I say that. And unfortunately, Noah's to the age where he repeats everything. Nice. And so he'll go, fart.
Yeah.
And so we had some relatives up that we hadn't seen in a couple of years. And one of them got up off the couch and did that. And she goes, oops. And we were all terrified. Me and Jess were terrified that Noah was going to go, fart. Sport. I was so scared that was going to happen. That.
Make sure you get it on video if he does.
Oh, my God. Yes. Luckily, he did not, but it was a close call. What do you guys? I know you got Marcus Simeon at 320. What else do we need to know about the program?
Pure Gold, as always. Yes. Higgy, thanks for asking. We'll talk about these Rangers and the breaking news right out of the gates and maybe ask Simeon about it coming up at 320.
I think that's a great idea. We got Bruce Bochy tomorrow. Cody Bradford out for the rest of the season. He will need elbow surgery per Evan Grant. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. They got it covered left, right, up, down, every other direction that you need. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say our bats have Tommy John, Kevin.
They really do.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.